So, Jay, let's talk about you while we got you right now. Let's go right into it. And, Slay, the one thing that – the way that we met Jason was I was combing through Facebook, mm-hmm. and me and Slay had wrote this amazing program called Pops. Mm-hmm. And we were doing the Pops thing, and Jason has a program. Well, actually, it's a full-out business, right, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, it started – with the idea of selling t-shirts. So yeah, it started as a business. So yes, I guess technically you can call it that.
It's called Daddy's Up, right? And the thing that was so cool about it, when I seen it, I said, oh man, I want to grab a shirt. Mm-hmm. And he had some wristbands and stuff like that. So I immediately, you know, ordered it. Man, just his hospitality, his customer service, everything was on point. He even sent me some extra stuff. He ain't know me from nobody, man. He just sent it to me. So we start talking, and I posted this stuff up in Pops and stuff like that. And then come to find out, he hadn't been on the radio yet. Mm-hmm. And I said, radio? Bro, we got a radio show.
Well, he's like, one thing led to another.
And we just stayed in contact. But the one thing that these guys has done, and I think this was the second year, right, Jay, with the for the school?
Second year.
I mm-hmm. want you to talk about that because you have had a lot of events, man. Like I said, you had the event during Easter. I mean, not Easter. Yeah, it was it? No, Halloween, where you guys filled up the trunks with candy for the kids and stuff like that. But this one event, you see it all over Facebook, but these guys actually did it. It was the men of their community got together, and they went to the school on the first day of school, mm-hmm. and they welcomed the kids back, and mm-hmm. it was great. And I mean, amazing. Jay, you got some awards, and you had some big. What was you on TV and paper and everything?
There was a news reporter who was at the event this year. We had a reporter at the first year, but this one got, I guess you could say, a little bit more coverage second year around. So, nice. I mean, there have been some awards come my way. I always feel a little bit weird. Like I told you guys last time. I mean, I don't do this for recognition. I don't do it for awards. I do it because there's a mindset that I'm trying to promote. There's a mission. So it's there have been some awards that have come my way, and I appreciate every single one of them. We got an award from the NAACP. That actual ceremony is going to be coming up at the end of October. So we have that. There was something here locally in town where they named me a citizen of the year. So we've done.
Citizen of the year. They might have named me citizen of the year. come on, you gotta slide that by with Slay here. Man. I know I've been gone for a little while.
I mean, it's hard for me to talk about it, but
they might have gave me citizen of the year. You know this little thing they call citizen of the year. Poke your chest out, man. You earned it. They didn't give it to you. You earned citizen of the year
for sure.
I mean, it meant a lot to me. It definitely meant a lot. That meant the most to me was I was actually able to, you know, take my kids to the award, and, mm-hmm. and when they recognized me, I was able to take them up there with me and have them with me. And more than anything else, being able to kind of set the example for them. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. You know, I want to be able to show my children and you know, all the people out here, but more importantly, my family and my children that, you know, dad is trying to do something positive. He's trying to do the right thing because of them, because they've inspired me to do the right thing.
Jay, for that speech, Jay, did you freestyle or did you write?
Nah, man, I don't write anything. Whatever comes.
Okay. Right. So talk about the event with the kids, the school event. Go over the history a little bit and let everybody know how you put it together. Because I've seen you reaching out to a lot of gentlemen, and a lot of gentlemen were thanking you for actually even contacting them to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is the second year that we did this. The last year, the first year, we got about a group of about 50 men together. I got in contact with this because I found this group out of Chicago. It's called the Black Star Project, and they call it the Million Father March. And basically what they want to do is get every gentleman together in the community or father and have them line up at the school. So in my town, I wanted to kind of put a different spin on it and have it, rather than have it being about the fathers and us going to the elementary school, I really wanted to get the men of the community together, and I wanted to go to the high school. In this town here in Wellingborough, New Jersey, a high school used to be glorious. This is where Carl Lewis went to school. Our stadium is named after Carl Lewis. We have NBA players, NFL players. You know, the history of the school, just from a sports sense, is the legacy is large. From a entertainment sense, we have Nobel Prize winners who have come from this town and from this school. So it's the legacy of it has kind of been diminished and tarnished some. So we wanted to try to bring that back a little bit. So rather than having the fathers, just the fathers, we wanted to get the men of the community. With me having Daddy Up, I focus on inspiring men. I want to inspire men to really step up to the plate and handle their job as a father, but more importantly, you know, as a man. And, you know, as a man, sometimes you have to be part of your community. You have to step up and do the right thing. So we got the men together the first year. We went up there and we did what we did. And this year it was time to do it again. Last year when we did it, it was kind of like, you know, I started calling the superintendent and the principal, and I was like, look, we're coming. So let's figure something out, because I don't want to make it a mess on your first day, but we're coming. And they gave me a little pushback. And, you know, at the time I'm like, well, we're trying to do a positive thing. Why am I getting pushback? Now I kind of understand it. But they gave me a little pushback, but they still allowed us to do it the way that we wanted to do it, which we were extremely appreciative of. This year we changed around and we actually took the right steps. We got it. I got a sit-down meeting with the principal. We got the item on the school board agenda. We got it approved by the school board. Everything was by the book. So we reached out to the community, and I tried to get as many men as possible to come out there and be a part of this event and really be there for these kids and for these students. And I, after we did it last year, I actually started working in the school as a security guard, and being there and kind of being in the middle of it and seeing how everything is going on and what's happening, you kind of get a different sense of what these kids are dealing with nowadays. You know, you have kids that are dealing with things that someone like myself, I never had to deal with at that age. Mm-hmm. And you have kids who are coming to school not to learn, but because that's the only place that they're going to get that meal for the day. You know, lunch is the only time they're going to eat. That's the only reason they're at school. You know, so you start to see these things, and you start to understand that they need a lot. And more than anything else, what they're lacking a lot of times is a male presence. It's someone who just kind of has their back and says, I got you. You know, it's unconditional. I'm not worried about what you've done wrong. I'm not worried about your mistakes. I'm not worried about your past. You know, it's time to just kind of, you know, carry you. And that's really what I wanted the men to impart on the students on the first day, is that, you know, I don't need to know you for you to understand that I have love for you. So we did that. We got about a group of 50 men together, and we went up to the school. It's kind of, I guess you could say, like a symbolic walk from where we start to where we end, because we meet across the street in this little parking lot, and then as a group, we walk over this little path. So it's one by one, and it's a powerful thing to see a group of men all kind of walking to do the right thing. And you know, we go into the school, we line up, and the kids come in. And they love it. You know, the energy is felt throughout the day and even on. You know, I'm still in the school, so you still feel that energy. Just getting them off on the right foot, it feels good. So it feels good to do something and just give back and help this younger generation. I feel like, you know, our generation, we dropped the ball a little bit with these younger ones. And I feel like it's up to us to kind of, you know, give them what they need. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's what's up. Tim, you got any questions?
No, I just want to say that's an amazing thing you're doing, Jason. I mean, you talk about role models, and that's it right there. I mean, how do the kids receive it, though? I mean, when they come in, they're unaware that you're going to be there, right?
The first year, they were completely unaware. Mm-hmm. They had no idea. Their faces when we walked up, because they all huddle outside of one door waiting to get in. Uh-huh. So when we came, we had to walk right through them to get in.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of them, you know, had a look of what's going on. Yeah, why are sure. these guys up here? We had the police with us. You know, we reached out to the police and the fire department. So we had some police with us. So a few of, you know, the thuggish ones were a little worried, like, oh,
yeah,
man,
what's going on?
Are they going to be checking my bag? Or, you know, so you had a bunch of different looks. But the way that they received it last year and this year as well, once they finally get into school and they hear the cheering and they feel the energy as they're going through, they love it. They receive it very well. You know, we line up the hall, so they have to walk through all of us to get there. And I mean, it's just a throng of men with their hands up, high-fiving and pats on the back. And
very nice.
They love it. You have a couple of them who come in and, you know, they just don't want anything to do with it. So you'll put your hand out and they'll walk right past you.
Not sure.
But that's okay. That's okay. Kids. You know, right. Exactly. That's kids. We're not upset about that or by that. You know, we're just there to have fun. There's one kid who sticks out in particular, this young man, and I kind of got to know him now that I work in the school and I know his personality, but he's a rambunctious young man. He loves the attention.
Sure.
And this for the second year in a row, he's come in and he's seen this line of men ready to just give him all their energy and all their attention. Mm-hmm. And he's been so excited to actually get down the line and be part of this that he's forgot his book bag on the scanner. And we got to come back and get your book bag, man. Come on. So they love it. They love it. To be able to do that and see the smiles that we're putting on these faces, it's for me, it feeds my soul, man. It's I think it's kind of like the reason why I'm here.
That's a beautiful thing.
So it feels good.
You said you had 50 last year and 50 this year. Were you able to recruit new guys, or did you get the same 50 as far as the men?
Well, we had a couple new guys this year. I'd say we had about 25 new guys this year. Some gentlemen weren't able to make it this year for whatever reason. So we had about 25 new guys this year. You know, I would have thought that there were going to be more people who came out. But, you know, we got what we got, and we went and we did what we did. I would have liked to see that number increase. But with that being said, this is not something that we're going to do, you know, 1 year, 2 years. I mean, we're going to keep on going back. As long as they let us come, we're going to keep on going. And thankfully, the news coverage, the first year when we did it, there was a little 15-second video that locally went viral. There was no kind of like really news coverage, more than like a little blurb on an online newspaper around here. There wasn't much. This year, the actual media coverage was a little bit more. So I think it reached a couple more people. I think next year, our numbers will increase a little bit. I think we'll go up some.
That's what's up, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
Very nice.